Welcome to This Week in Lotus. The weekly roundtable discussion of all things social, collaboration, technology and community. Here's your host, Stuart McIntyre.
This Week in Lotus, episode 99, recorded on Thursday, 17th May 2012. Social business in a box. Luis Benitez and Handy Cameron joined Darren and I to discuss the new IBM Connections Suite announced this week, a plethora of plugins for Connections, XPages and Connections integration, and even why it's dangerous to discuss books at Lotusphere. All this and more coming up on This Week in Lotus. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can find this and other tech-related podcasts at techpodcast.com. Hello and welcome to This Week in Lotus. We are back for episode 99 of the weekly roundtable discussion about all things Lotus and IBM Collaboration Solutions. I am truly delighted to have Mr. Darren Duke back. How are you, Darren?
I am good. Thank you, Stuart. How are you?
Yeah, things are looking up. The weather in England is improving now you've left.
Yeah, they were telling me when I was over, but it was really nice in March. It was like 20 degrees.
Yeah.
That's centigrade, by the way, for the Americans.
We're supposed to be in the middle of a drought, and it's been the wettest April and May ever. So you brought that over with you, obviously.
I probably did, but where I'm from, it's always windy and raining, so it would be hard to tell.
So tell me, you managed to manage a best part of 2 weeks off the net by the looks of things. No Twitter, no Skype, nothing. How was that?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but when I go to the States, I have to switch to a BlackBerry because that's the only phone I've got that's world capable. And so when I do that, I don't do anything on the BlackBerry except talk and email because it's just too painful.
Yeah, you miss that eye shiny.
The location we were at didn't have an internet connection anyway, so all we had was a mobile hotspot that we rent from Hertz. So it was kind of off and on when we were there. So it was an emergency trip, so we weren't really there to blog and Skype, so we really didn't.
Cool. So it's great to have you back on board again. So
thank you.
Thanks for joining today. We are delighted to be joined by Mr. Luis Benitez. Hi there, Luis. How are you?
I'm disappointed.
Why disappointed?
Because I'm back.
Well, how come I'm in like episode 99 and not 100 for the big celebration?
Because your news came out this week. You should have timed it better.
all things being equal, this probably would have been 115 if we kept up the weekly schedule late.
So how's life in IBM, Luis?
Very good, very good. Very excited. It's Thursday. This is my last day in the office because I'm taking vacation. I'm going to Boston for a couple of days. And I need some time to relax and unwind.
Isn't going to Boston for an IBM a bit like a busman's holiday?
Yeah, I tried to actually get IBM to pay for it, but I couldn't make it.
Oh, your secret's out now. So where have you been the last couple of weeks? Were you at the Portal conference?
No, so I've been kind of heads down with some of the new announcements that came out this week and started to work actually on some of the things that are coming post Connections Next. So it's been really fun. I actually went to Boston maybe three or four weeks ago to do a briefing for a customer. But other than that, I've been kind of staying put here in beautiful Puerto Rico.
Yeah, not a bad place to be staying put, that's for sure. Well, fantastic for joining us. Thank you very much for being on again, Luis. And we're also joined by Handy Cameron. Hi there, Handy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell us what you do over there in, you're in Atlanta as well, aren't you? Just like Darren.
Yeah, unfortunately I get to see Darren. I work for SoftChoice. I'm an enterprise solution architect. So I help customers in US and Canada understand all this social technology and how they can apply it to their business.
Awesome. And what does SoftChoice specialize in? What are the main solutions you do for customers?
Well, overall, we do all technologies, everything from data centers to business software to, you know, storage, backup, all that side of things. And then my group in particular focuses around the IBM software technology.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Thanks for being back on the show again. I know you've been on a couple of times before. It's great to have you back. So, Luis, I mentioned that you had some news this week, and it came, I think it was a couple of days ago. Was it on Monday it was announced, which is the new IBM Connection Suite. I mentioned it on the last episode when we were talking with Keith Brooks. Do you want to tell us what this new suite is?
Sure. Yeah. So it was actually announced on Tuesday. And basically, the IBM Connection Suite is what we're trying to make our flagship collaboration offering. So for customers that are truly wanting to become a social business and want to embark into this journey, this really just, I think, one offering that really provides all the right capabilities to customers. And that, to me, is the IBM Connection Suite.
Fantastic. And it's a bundle, isn't it? It's a suite, it's a bundle of products that have been kind of all put together into one part number. So first of all, what products are included in the bundle?
So I purposely try not to mention products because, as we try to sell social business, we usually try to go after line of business. And, I typically don't want to confuse line of business with products and technologies and so forth. You know, here's just the capabilities and the features that you need, and here's what we offer. Take it. But I know there's a lot of techie people out there. So for those techie people, basically what it includes is connections, same time advanced, SUT Lite, and desktop connectors. And FileNet. Sorry.
I was going to say, I noticed that that's almost all of the products in social, with the obvious exception of Quikr. Was there any, sort of what's missing there from that suite as far as the other components of the social brand family from IBM? Because it seems like we're almost close enough to just say, hey, here's a social suite versus, I think the Connection brand is great, but it seems like we're almost there to everything.
Yeah, I think the big thing that's missing is email, right? But I think most companies today already have email in place. So, at least to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense to include email in such a bundle for social business. And the great thing about the Connection Suite is that regardless of which email platform you have, the Connection Suite is going to work great for you. So whether you have Outlook or Notes, we have all the integration points into those two. So for us, it's really more about adding value to email and, of course, bringing all the social capabilities together into one. And it's not only just because, we're not doing this just because, it's definitely something that we see in terms of trends in the market and in RFPs that come in from customers. As we look at the requests for proposals, they are asking for instant messaging, they're asking for document libraries, they're asking for video meetings, web meetings, of course, microblogging and file sharing. And they're asking for all these capabilities in one single proposal. So this is our way to be able to offer that, as opposed to just trying to bundle 20 different products together and try to come up with a price that may be affordable.
And somebody had asked yesterday on Twitter, I think it was John Rawling, what features of Connections are included? And my understanding is everything inside of Connections is included along with either product, right?
Correct. Yeah. So it's everything that Connections offers, including all the plugins and all the mobile capabilities. The same thing for, Same Time Advanced, which includes the integration with, the client and the communities for instant polling and announcement and skill tab and all that other great capabilities. So it's basically pretty much everything. The only restricted offering is the FileNet component, which you can only use FileNet from within Connections for your document library. But other than that, it's pretty much everything.
and the FileNet piece, that's to host the files from Connections files in a true content management repository, a bit like what a Quikr backend would have been, right?
Right. So, when we did Connections, we're kind of doing the social aspect, right? So trying to eliminate some of the typical, structured file collaboration capabilities that you would find in Quikr. But again, as we talk to more and more customers, they keep asking for things like check-in, check-out, and folders, and ACLs, and all that other good stuff. And we've had the FileNet integration now for, I think, almost a year. And so it just kind of made sense to include it, since that's kind of like the premier ECM or Enterprise Content Manager offering at IBM.
So basically it's connections files, but on steroids.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
You should be in marketing, Dan.
I should. I'm wasted in my technical prowess.
I can imagine the banner now in IBM.com. It's like connections files, but on steroids. And I can imagine like the graphics and everything.
And come get your free crack rock.
Yeah.
And you mentioned some RFPs that you've received, or IBM has kind of dealt with, where customers have been asking for this kind of suite of different capabilities. Do you see those capabilities being offered by other vendors, and therefore it's something that IBM needs to compete with? Or do you think you're going beyond what some of the other established vendors can do in terms of the breadth of services you're offering as part of the suite?
I honestly think that we're going, you know, way beyond. I mean, I think the only one that can come a little bit close to what we're doing is SharePoint, but still they don't have all the capabilities that we're including in the bundle. You know, you look at some of the smaller vendors, and you know, they have point solutions. You know, Cisco has, of course, some video integration and some social software, but it's not, I just haven't seen it get any traction in the market, and they don't have all the capabilities that we're offering. And you know, you look at some of the other point solutions like Shatter and Yammer, and there's just no way that they can compete with the IBM Connection Suite. They're just so far behind.
And of course, as always, a big issue when you're looking at these things is the cost. So I understand from some of the kind of pre-release news that was going around, it sounds like a pretty special price that IBM's put together for the bundle, around $300.
I don't know if I can tell, but I'll just kind of defer to the other people on the phone. I'm sure you guys have access to the list price.
Well, that's certainly the price I've heard. $300 has been splashed around. I mean, Darren and Hanley, do you want to come in here? I mean, if it is around that price per user, do you think that's something that customers are going to find pretty appealing if they need that whole bundle of services?
Yeah, I think it'll appeal especially to the ones who are looking for the full stack. There are a couple of you can sort of step down to what used to be called the Connections Content Edition, which is everything without the same time pieces, or of course just connections, but it does give you the ability, and I think as Lewis said, with an RFP, you come in on the RFP responding, hey, I've got your whole solution, and there's this one part number, right? I'm not listing 50 different technologies that you've got to, you know, pull together to do it. And then if a customer says, wow, you know, where does that fit? Or maybe I'm not doing that same time yet, and say, well, you can start at this lower point and move up, and then they know they're on a platform that is extensible and can get to what they need to do, versus the, okay, yeah, you get this piece. You know, as Lewis mentioned, some of the competitors, but those competitors, you know, whether it's SharePoint or one of the others, it's, yeah, you get what you get, but then there's nowhere to go from there. And this really helps show the full value of the suite.
And I think if you were to add, and I heard $300 as well, but I think if you add the price of all the individual SKUs up, which I haven't, but my gut feeling is it's probably going to be a pretty good discount on this bundle. And like Handley said, I think there are ones where you can get FileNet that basically gives you check-in, check-out with connections. But I do believe Same Time Advanced kind of comes into its own when added on to connections. And Gab Davis has mentioned this several times, and I tend to agree with her that a lot of the Same Time Advanced features that normally people would say, yeah, I don't need that, let me give me Same Time Standard. I think it provides a lot more value when integrated back in to connections. The one thing that kind of made me scratch my head a bit was SUT Lite, mainly because it doesn't work with a lot of PBXs. And Same Time SUT Lite, I believe, is supposed to integrate with an already installed VoIP. So that's the one that I don't quite get, but the rest of it I think is very good bundled together and is very good value probably once I add it up.
It's going to be interesting to see how it's received. I think both of you are absolutely right. I think if you need that whole stack, and you know, if you are really kind of transforming your organization, so you're moving from maybe very traditional mail and collaboration based communication between users to something that's, you know, maybe you're rolling out a voice over IP solution and you're looking at social at the same time, just buying in this one SKU with everything in it that allows you to really make a bet on IBM providing that functionality for you for the next 5 or 10 years, I think it's a pretty cohesive set of services that all come together. I think the SUT Lite, I don't know enough about really to understand where that's going to sit and how it integrates in particular with connections. I think this, the same time advance is interesting for sure, because I've seen a number of customers now implement it, and take up tends to be fairly mixed across all the services that are part of same time advance. Some of them are massive successes, some of them less so, and it's gonna be interesting to see once you combine that with the broad set of features that are already in connections, say, which ones are those users pick out, because you're probably talking about 15 or so different features then that they've got to choose. If I want to collaborate with a bundle of with a set of users, how do I which one do I pick? Do I put it in a community? Do I put it in a an ongoing chat conversation sent on advance? Do I send out a broadcast question? Those kind of questions are going to come up in terms of which services users are going to take on and use.
Yeah, I think something to add too is I think one of the things that really excites me about bringing connections at the same time together is the value of instant collaboration, right? So, social software is great for asynchronous collaboration, if you will. You can post a status update, or you can post a wiki on a blog, and eventually a week or two later, somebody would reply or respond or whatever the case may be. But having same time and the ability to click to chat and click to call directly from within connections and be able to get your answer instantly and engage somebody in a video meeting or video chat, I mean, that's very compelling. I think that really makes it hopefully a little bit easier to calculate things like ROI. I don't know if somebody is taking that on already, but I would imagine that now the ROI question becomes a little bit simpler to answer, because now we can use the stories of same time and the stories that we've used with connections before in terms of the return on investment and combine them together to really drive a lot of value.
Well, and I think you mentioned the SUT Lite. I actually helped sell some of the first copies of it last summer. And the nice thing about it is that it's not just about phone system. It can also connect to video conferencing systems and really anything that's got a SIP connection. But more importantly, it's already in the product. If you've deployed same time with the servers and your clients on the current versions, the code is already there. So really all you're doing is buying a license to turn the features on. So I think that's a nice add-in to the bundle to really give you that full unified communication capability for those users. And it's really not a big add-in where we're saying, okay, and this is going to require you to do another server or go update all your clients.
And Handy, this is to activate things like click to call in same time then, right? Is that what SUT Lite does?
Actually, what SUT Lite does is it turns same time into a capable of connecting to those phone and video systems, right? So there's already some click to call. Like if you have, say, a Cisco system and you load the Cisco plugins, you can click to call through your things. But this actually makes same time itself be the phone, so you don't need another soft phone on your desktop.
I can certainly imagine that being tremendously popular with users, particularly as people work more remotely and travel around a lot more, having all those soft phone features built in, it's going to be pretty important as time goes on. I also think if that gets well integrated into connections, so you have your business card, and maybe it already works, I don't know, guys, so if you've got your business card, you look up the person you want to connect with, you can just make a call there and then from SUT Lite. Is that possible to do?
I believe it is, because any of the connections, like whether you have the Notes client or wherever, the same way the same time client does it is it surfaces those features into that, into those clients. I'm not as sure on the website, like on the, if you're in connections, if it'll do it from there, but I think they mentioned it will.
Yeah. So that's available today. Actually, it's been available since, I think 1.0. So it's always been available. And I actually demoed that in one of the demos that I posted as part of the launch materials.
Yeah, so should we talk about those demos? First of all, I thought it was really impressive for you to have all of those ready to go, but, you know, before the product release. It's great to see them there right from, you know, hour one almost of the announcement. Secondly, they definitely concentrate on the features and functions rather than on, you know, the products or integration points or any of those kind of technical side of things. Was that a definite kind of decision that you made to focus on those areas?
Yeah, again, I wanted to stay away from mentioning products and mentioning the actual technology that's behind it, and just stay with the IBM Connections suite moniker, if you will. And I really wanted to show, kind of at least try to show everything working together, and show them in use cases, in scenarios where it's actually driving business value. So Alistair has been pushing, you know, three significant business outcomes since, you know, Lotusphere. And that's accelerating innovation, workforce optimization, and improving customer care processes. So basically what I did, I took those three use cases and came up with scenarios as to how, you know, how can we use the connection suite to achieve those business outcomes. And so kind of, you know, drafted up a script and a step-by-step procedure, and got a couple people to help me, to ping me at the right time and send me an instant message whenever I needed to, and got it ready. So I was basically all of last week on Do Not Disturb on my instant messaging client, so that people would not ping me, and I could just get this out the door quickly.
So when we get the concept of a suite, I actually really, really like. I think it abstracts out a lot of different part numbers and complications. But in IBM terms, when, about how long ago did this start, and how long does something like this take to come to fruition, like we saw on Tuesday?
I think, I don't have the exact date, but I want to say it started maybe in early April. So I think it was something that came down from senior level management. Hey, wouldn't it be great if we can do this? And so we said yes, and we got together, and a couple of weeks later, we got it going.
Oh, wow. I was expecting you to say like April of last year, not April of this year. That's quite impressive, actually.
Yep.
Do you see the you know, as we come out with this, it seems like a good place to start focusing some of the marketing discussions. I know that from a, you've said we're going to focus on the features and what value it provides, but it seems like it's also a good chance to say, let's stop talking about all these different products. And so when we do mention product, we're going to mention Connection Suite as our kind of primary marketing around all this social, to give people something to focus on and understand and see all that value in one place.
In fact, on that, Handley, I was quite surprised it wasn't called something like the Social Business Suite. On that, I kind of, because one of the kind of questions I've had around the whole push towards social business for IBM is it really there was one product that fitted absolutely within that that kind of banner, which was Connections. And so it was almost kind of a disconnect between talking social business, but then how do you draw that back to the product Connections? And this suite seems to be the ideal kind of, you know, come to IBM, buy this package. It does everything you need to actually make your business a social business. Now, I know there's kind of more to it than that, but that's effectively the value proposition. And so for me, it was quite surprising it wasn't called the Social Business Suite or something along those lines. But I think even so, you know, that gives IBM an opportunity to actually go to market now and say, you know, come to us. We're the one-stop shop for everything you need to really be social as an organization.
And the first thing I thought when I heard the name, I'm used to it. I was surprised to put a product name in the suite, especially because they've spent an awful lot of marketing capital and blood, sweat, and tears on the social business kind of model. And I just thought it was interesting from a company that doesn't like to talk about individual products to put the product name right in the suite name. Now, I think that's because it's a flagship product, which obviously we've all known for a couple of years. But from a, like you said, from a discussion standpoint, I think it would have been slightly easier if it had been called the Social Business Suite or the Social Business Toolkit or something like that, whatever that last word was going to be. But I still think it's a good descriptor. It is a suite. Yes. And I think, but it's hard to get away from saying what's in the suite and then not talking about the individual products. I think that's the problem with the word suite.
So would you guys have preferred something like IBM social business software for the IBM connection suite?
That would have fit right into the history.
Yeah, so I mean, as the product manager for connections, I mean, I certainly like the name. How we come up with the names, it's a process that the offering managers actually go through, and they evaluate it with legal and marketing, and we talk. You know, we reach out to analysts and we consult with them to get their feeling as to what would be the best name. And I'm guessing that from all those conversations, that's what came out, and I like it. I'm happy.
And I don't think it's a bad name. I was just kind of surprised, given IBM's propensity in the last year not to use product names anywhere.
Yeah.
And Lewis, I guess one of the questions that will come up is in terms of, this is a bundle that you put together, a suite that you're putting together. Obviously, when it gets into the hands of folks like us, business partners, and also, technical folks on site, the question is going to be, is there any additional integration at the technical level in terms of installation or connectors between them? Or is it effectively what we've had up till now, but obviously in an easier way to buy and implement it?
Yeah, so like we just talked about a couple of minutes ago, we wanted to get this out of the market as soon as possible. So we figured that we already have tons of integration out of the box today. So it was a good start, and we didn't have to do a lot of work technically to get this going, because again, it's all been integrated. Things from click to call, like I mentioned, has been in connection since 1.0, and so we really just wanted to get these capabilities together and available to our customers. But I think eventually we definitely want to continue to add more integration points and bring everything closer together. In fact, that's some of the things that are already in discussion that I'm sure you guys will hear about soon. But yeah, I mean, that's certainly the strategy, right? We're looking at these three capabilities, communications, document management, and social software, and they have all been evolving on their own, but they're also evolving to the point where they're all coming together, and we definitely want to go after that path. And so you guys will definitely see a lot more integration points and a lot of the technologies coming together. And I think Jeff Schick, he's the VP for social software, and he also covers communications. I mean, he's really been driving this, because he understands that this is what we need, and I agree, this is something that is definitely setting us apart in the market, and I'm hopeful that a lot of customers are going to get tremendous value out of it.
And speaking about the value, I'm guessing that because we're basically buying a proof of entitlement for all of these products, the customer's also entitled to upgrades, hint hint, cough cough, when Connections 4 ships, that would be included as part of this bundle.
Of course, yeah. So I don't know what Connections 4 is, but yeah, when Connections Next is shipped, yes, or when SUT Lite Next and Same Time Next and FileNet Next and everything else, the customers will be entitled to all those capabilities.
I was sure we were on the next name by now for Connection. But anyway, we'll skip over that. And in terms of who you're competing with this suite, we've already mentioned SharePoint, and some would argue that SharePoint isn't truly social and you need other third-party tools to make it into a social platform. So is it still Microsoft that you're going head-to-head with mostly in these RFPs, or is it folks like Jive and Cisco and Citrix that are the competition that IBM's up against?
Well, yeah, so the ones that I see the most are SharePoint plus NewsGator. I think, like you said, the SharePoint by itself conversation is pretty much done, like, thankfully. So a lot of customers now understand that SharePoint is definitely not social, and it's not there. So that they they bring in NewsGator or Telligent, and then then we have the conversation, right? Jive, it's the second one that we see the most. They come in, especially because of I think they've got a lot of press lately for their IPO and so forth. And then I think, those two are definitely the most popular. And then number three is a big battle between the little ones. Cisco, I hear once a year. Yammer is one that we're starting to hear more and more about. I think their freemium model is definitely getting some traction, and for a lot of customers that we go into and talk to them, they, you know, they already have pockets of Yammer usage, so they, you know, they ask the question, you know, what's the difference and what's better and so forth. So I think I would probably put Yammer at number 3 and the other smaller ones that, you know, competing for number 4.
I'd agree with what we're seeing is that there's that freemium model on Yammer. A lot of people are picking it up, and they're kind of falling into that the story from Microsoft is, oh, social means you get to do status updates. And that's basically what Yammer is. If you go look at it, I went to their event they had in Atlanta, and you know, asked for integration for, you know, whether it's with SharePoint or any of their vendors. It's like, oh, we can post messages to the status updates. And you know, I think one of the sort of battles we're fighting and helping companies understand social is that, you know, it's a lot more than status updates, right? It's actual tools that let you work together and collaborate, not just, oh, I posted, you know, what I'm working on or whatever. And that sometimes we have to go in and help expand their idea of what social is, right?
I'm certainly seeing that, and I think it's interesting because I'm sure it's not true in every single organization, but more and more the organizations I go into now understand what social business means, or understand at least the basics of why there would be an advantage of going down that direction. And I think that's definitely a change from a year ago. And I think obviously there's a huge amount of discussion in the press, in the tech press particularly, around social business now and enterprise 2.0 and some of the other terms that are thrown about. And I just get the impression that awareness is there. I think one of the challenges is to now almost go back to explaining what collaboration is, you know, in that social could easily just be Twitter style updates, as you were saying with Yammer. And I think actually what we need to now start talking about is actually, once you have that connection with somebody else and that kind of relationship that you get through status updates and the kind of chat conversations, you can then actually get into doing real work. And it's that kind of interface between social and collaboration that connections really sits well in, as does same time as well. And is maybe something that things like Yammer don't necessarily do so well.
And I think the suite, this suite we're talking about, goes a long way from differentiating IBM from literally everybody else in the pack.
I guess that's what IBM is certainly hoping it's going to do. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, that, you know, Lewis, you must be tremendously pleased with the kind of response you've had on the social networks. I mean, I've seen a huge number of tweets coming through for the suite, you know, announcement, and not just from IBM and business partners, but from a lot of customers, analysts and press folks that have picked up on the announcement. So I guess, you know, that bodes well for how it's received by customers in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm super excited. Like, I've been monitoring the social networks as well, and it's been overwhelmingly positive. So I'm really excited and can't wait to see the results.
Fantastic. And Darren, whilst you were away and out and about, there were a couple of really interesting posts by Niklas Heidloff of IBM, and obviously OpenNTF as well, about integration between XPages and Connections, and saying how you could have XPages applications open both in widgets within Connections, but also full page as well. I mean, do you see more of that kind of thing being important to get Connections into more of these domino shops?
I think it is. It solves two problems. One, which is what you just said, is getting domino shops to leverage the connections that they already have as entitlement, and hopefully an upgrade to full connections. But I think more importantly, it makes connections extensible in a way that I don't think people understand. And with a modicum of XPages and widget technology, bang, you've just surfaced something in a different environment altogether. And I think once people kind of see with just a small dab of XPages, I can make a domino app mobile, or I can even embed it inside of a connections widget. You know, that's probably going to accelerate the process, you know, under the proviso that customer has invested and is pursuing XPages. Beyond that, I think this is this is basically the future of where IBM are pushing this. And I've got to be careful where I go on this line about Notes Domino Source Edition, because I'm getting into a gray area of non-disclosure. But when you see what Notes Domino Source Edition is, when it overlays on 8.5.4, I think there is going to be a torrent of possibilities between Domino, XPages, and Connections, and literally anything else as well. And I think Nicholas has given us a little sniff of what's possibly to come, and we can do some of the stuff today.
I think you're right, Darren, and that really extends also to the other areas, with Portal and things like the Worklight acquisition, where, because as we do the social, you know, it's great to have it all out of the box, but you're going to get more and more where people say, well, I need to integrate that with my other systems. You know, we've seen all the demos of the new Connections Mail or the activity feed, where we can do, actual actions within that feed and do things like accept a ticket request or whatever it is. And people are going to want to be able to extend that to mobile and even be able to extend it into their other systems. And those things like XPages and other APIs and tools are going to be what makes that all capable. So we're not just installing out of the box. We've got a great tool out of the box, but we can also continue to extend that for what your company needs.
Yeah, and I definitely see a need for this. We at Collaboration Matters have done some XPages development for customers where we've started to use Connections data and reference that from XPages applications. So, for example, creating sort of intelligent mailing lists based around data that's in Connections profiles. We've done that in XPages, but up till now almost had to take the customer away from Connections into the XPages app to do that from a UI perspective. And I think the idea of then beginning to embed those XPages applications actually within Connections, just kind of begins to tie it together. And we had some conversations on Twill, I guess, a month or so ago about whether Connections would become a platform for development. And I guess it's things like this that begin to make that more of a reality. And Lewis, I know you're very strong in terms of posting blog posts about integration points and demos and some of the catalog entries as well. And I guess that must be something you're really looking forward to seeing more and more developers take on Connections as a platform they can build on.
Oh yeah, definitely. So especially lately. I mean, I think it all started after South by Southwest. I've seen a huge increase of ISVs and partners that are reaching out and asking questions. Hey, how do I develop apps for Connections? And how do I get my stuff plugged into Connections? So it's definitely very exciting to see the excitement, if you will, from all these different people. And what Nicholas is doing is just tremendous. So I can't wait for what else is coming.
And do you want to talk about some of the blog posts you put out lately, or maybe some of the stuff perhaps that you haven't got around to blogging yet in terms of some of the new solutions that are in the catalog?
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of questions lately have been coming in regarding, like I said, how do I create apps? So I believe about 2 weeks ago, I created a blog post which pretty much summarizes the same email that I sent to every single partner and ISV that reached out. So it's a set of links and resources, sample widgets from the stuff that I have created already in the past. And just kind of like a walkthrough, step by step. Here's what you do. Here's what you create. And here's an example so that for those of you who like to learn from examples, here you go. And so I posted that. The other big thing that's been coming up is, things like, hey, how do I do open social gadgets and how do I integrate into activity streams and so forth. And so I have another post on that with instructions on how to take, for example, like a YouTube video and post it into the activity stream. And it's all very techy. And then the ones that I haven't been able to get to just because of the Connections suite launch. There's been a couple of new solutions that have been posted recently in the catalog. So for all of you that are listening, please go to catalog.lotus.com and you'll see a bunch of new stuff. For example, the 3011 portlets for Connections are now out, and those bring the community pages concept that we talked about at Lotusphere. So now you can easily create a page in Portal, map that to a community, and all the capabilities, or most of the capabilities from the community, are now surfaced automatically within Portal. So it's very cool. We've updated some of the portlets that we've had for a while. So for example, the blogs, forums, and profile portlets were updated so that they now have more capabilities and a new look and feel. And one of the things that I'm actually very excited about is the Portal search integration. So for a long time, you've been able to search quicker from Portal, but you weren't able to search Connections from Portal. So now we have that integration of Portal and Connections from search. So it's really, really cool. And then there's also been some other updates to the other, you know, the TagCloud portlet and the activities portlet and so forth. So that's the portlets. There's also been GreaseMonkey's script published to the catalog. For example, there's one where you can see how much disk storage you're using in a community file library, which I didn't realize. Ooh. We do not show in the UI. So somebody wrote up a very quick GreaseMonkey script and posted it to the catalog, and now you can see, you know, how much space you're using. The other one is TalkWheel. So TalkWheel is one of those partners that also reached out, and they have a very cool forum slash chat room combination that, and they have big customers like Volvo and some other customers, where it's basically a way for community managers at those companies to engage with their own communities. And what they've done is they've created a community widget, which brings that chat room and forum capability into Connections. So now, from an internal Connections instance, you can talk to, in real time, if you will, to your customers or suppliers or your external users directly from Connections. So they've done some pretty cool there, and they actually posted a demo, which hopefully I'll get to blog about soon. And the other one that I wanted to highlight is Bloxy. So Bloxy, I talked about a while ago in my blog, and they apparently, I don't know who it was, but some of their users asked for IBM Connections support, and they didn't know what IBM Connections was. So they found me on Twitter. I told them what it was. I pointed them to the API, and they got it working. And I'm pretty excited because Bloxy is the number one blogging application in the iTunes store for the iPad. So now we have that exposure that whoever is using Bloxy is now going to know, hopefully, is going to see the IBM Connections name. And if they're interested, hopefully they'll start digging into what IBM Connections is. And it may, you know, help us drive more opportunities.
Yeah, I use Bloxy a lot for connecting to WordPress blogs and that kind of thing, and also to Connections. It's a fantastic tool. And I'd say it's great that they reached out and have now integrated pretty quickly by the looks of things as well, the Connections blogs. And Louise, I just want to say from a sort of kudos point of view, most people as they move up through IBM tend to blog less and less. Your output just seems to increase year on year, which given how busy you are as a product manager, I think it's pretty amazing how much content you get out there. So thank you so much for all that you do in that area.
Well, all I have to say is, Ed Brill, watch out, because I have you in my sights. I'm just kidding. No, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've certainly tried. So whatever I can do to grow the community and share information and, you know, make the product better and whatever, that's certainly what I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. And Darren, one last news item is that the book we've mentioned a few times now, the X-Pages Extension Library, book from IBM Press has been released this week, I think.
It has. Congratulations too, and I hope I don't miss anyone off because I'm doing this by memory. Paul Hannan, Jeremy Hodge, Declan Lynch, Tim Tripconi, and Paul Withers. I hope I haven't missed anybody.
Great effort by those guys, and I look forward to seeing that book. I think there's a copy heading my way, so I look forward to reviewing that, and we'll mention it in a couple of weeks' time. And Hanley, you must see when you go around to customers and so on how important those kind of books are in terms of kind of validating some of the products and also just kind of obviously helping users to get up to speed with some of the technologies. Do you see a lot of customers using them?
Yeah, and I think as well as when we have people validating, I've seen people look at, you know, even though we've moved into the digital age and all that, I still see people going out there and looking at, okay, well, how much support is there from the development community? What books are available? And even on the admin side, you know, the people making the decisions on do we want to go with this technology, they want to know that there's that support out there and that there's, you know, a vibrant community supporting how to do development and how to work with it, you know, even things like the Connections 101 blog and things like that, because otherwise they go, oh, well, Microsoft says there's, you know, 10,000 SharePoint developers, so we'll just go with them. And it's like, well, no, there really is a strong community here. And if anything, they've held together much better than some of the other technologies.
And I want to, this should be a warning to anyone who gets drunk at Lotusphere, you may end up writing a book.
Yeah, I remember the story around how that book came about. Yeah, watch out, folks. And that brings us to the end of our list of topics, and also towards the end of our hour. So let's move on to tips. Darren, what's your tip?
So I think my last tip on my last, one of my last few tips has been about Veeam. And Veeam has really come on leaps and bounds in the last couple of years. And one of the new features in their latest release, 6, is a proxy feature. And you need to go and read up about that because it can absolutely kill the time it takes to replicate a full server to a DR server. And the proxies take off all the heavy listing, the dedupe, the compression, and can even access your SANs natively if you run in a proxy in a VM. So if you're using Veeam and you're using Veeam 6, look at the proxy issue, look at the proxy settings and how to do it, because it will save you a lot of time in your DR replications and backups.
And just to remind people who maybe haven't come across Veeam before, that is, it's basically a third-party tool that helps management of VMware infrastructures a bit easier, yeah?
It's basically a backup and replication tool for VMware and Hyper-V. It's by far the best one on the market, bar none. There's none that's really close to it that I've seen. And it's agentless backup, so it backs up entire VMs, be they Windows or Linux VMs, and can back them up. You can restore single files. You can even do replication, think a la Domino, to a DR site and keep that up to date in not quite real time, but you know, pretty close. And so Veeam is probably the backup solution of choice, but if you are running any virtualization, that's the one I would suggest.
Awesome. And Hanley, do you have a tip?
Yeah, I have a tip. There's a new, it's actually almost a meta tip, right? There's a new podcast out called the Notes Tips Podcast. It's done by the IBM team, and it's actually a really good, you know, the first episode's kind of getting back to basics on how to set up your email, how to set up your calendaring, some of the features that I've even seen experienced users or even IBMers, people who don't know about things like adding your conference call information, you know, into there where you can easily add it to meeting invites and it's kind of a quick thing. It would be a great thing to give to new users who just are new to Notes and you want to say, hey, listen to this. It's, you know, a quick podcast. It'll tell you about some ideas. And even for some of us experienced people to, you know, figure out, maybe we've been using Notes so long, we didn't notice when some new feature came in and we didn't know we could go into preferences and turn it on. Or even to the admins out there to make sure that they've got the policies set so that users can get access to everything. So Notes Tips Podcast, you can we'll put a link in the thing, or you can find it just by Googling Notes Tips Podcast.
Fantastic. Thank you, Hanley. And Luis, do you have a tip?
Yes. So, and in the spirit of sharing more and more widgets, I think a week or two ago, we published a set of 8 new widgets for your communities. And these widgets include announcement widget, assets widget, video widget. And the difference between that and the media gallery is that you can actually import YouTube videos into it and so forth. We have a assets widget, events widget with a calendar, community contacts and community leaders. Anyway, a bunch of new widgets are now available for communities. So for all of you that are community managers on IBM Connections, go out to the catalog and download them. They are, of course, provided with, you know, at no additional cost. And so feel free to download them and get them. They're really, really cool.
Fantastic. Thank you for the tip. And the link's in the show notes as well, so make sure you check that out. And I've got a couple of small tips. One is actually an anti-tip. It's not often I buy bits of kit that I really don't appreciate, but one that has been an utter failure for me is an Omega NAS server called an iX2. If you ever pop into PC World and need some new disk space and you see one of those on the shelf, walk away. Find something else that works better. It drops off the network. It's slow. It's difficult to use. It's not good. But on the more positive front, I say there's really no better investment you can make than to treat yourself to a decent monitor. Flat screen monitors are coming down in price at a huge rate at the moment, such that a 27-inch display is down to in the region of about £200, which must be about sort of $250, $300. I've just recently bought an Asus one with a built-in webcam, supports DisplayPort speakers and various other stuff, just $279. So links in the show notes to that. But really, whatever the monitor you go for, I think there's no better way to spend some money at the moment.
So is that webcam where your new Twitter picture came from?
It's not actually. That came from the MacBook Pro, but yes. I'll have to do another new one. I am not trying to say to people they're really small. That's not what my Twitter pic says. Okay. Anyway, so that's my tip for this week. The link's in the show notes. So just go around the table very quickly. Let's just find out where people can find you online. Darren, how do people track you down?
blog.darrenduke.net for the occasional now blog posting, and Darren Duke, all one word, for my rants on, I've even forgot what I was ranting on because I've been quiet for a while. I don't know what I've been ranting about. Oh yes, JP Morgan. Bastards.
Okay, and Luis, how do people find you?
I think that's where it may be, Twitter. So Twitter, I'm going to be L Benitez. And also my blog, it's lbenitez.com.
Fantastic. And thanks for taking part, and congratulations on the announcement. I think it's a great bundle, so well done for getting that out there.
Thank you.
And Handley, how do people find you?
The easiest way to find me is on Twitter at Handley, H-A-N-D-L-Y. And that, you know, like Darren, various rants and news. And if you go to my page, it's got a link, I think, to my blog and other places. I will say, Stuart, thanks for that tip. I actually was looking at that iX2 NAS earlier this week. I have already have one of the earlier versions and was looking to do a back, you know, have a second for backup failover type thing. And I will now remove it from my cart.
Oh, well, thankfully, I've been useful in some way today, then. That's good. Thank you very much for taking part, Hanley. It's great to have you on the show once again. And I'm Stuart McIntyre. You can find me on Twitter at Stuart McIntyre, or the new blog, which is at blog.collaborationmatters.com. So until next week, this was This Week in Latest. Bye for now.
All opinions expressed during this podcast are those of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of their employer.